Exports. Indian rice steaming ahead. 4 million tons clocked by March. India's rice exports will reach 4 million tons next month, putting even more pressure on Thailand to manage the government's paddy mortgage scheme and stockpiles. Rajan Sundaresan, executive director of the All India Rice Exporters Association, or AIREA, in New Delhi, said when his country lifted the ban on shipments of non-basmati rice last February, exporters were told they could ship a total of 2 million tons. But after exporters shipped 2.4 million tons, the Indian government approved another 2 million tons on top of the original amount, and the full quota of 4 million tons is expected to be met by March 31st. The amount of rice shipped by India to the world market is far greater than the projection for Thai rice exporters. And Mr. Sundaresan said the Indian government is poised to approve yet another 2 million tons for export. This is thanks to improved paddy projections for the year ending September 30th, with a yield of 89 million tons expected, up from 80 million tons in the previous crop year. Good weather, better production and harvesting technologies, and attractive prices are credited, said Mr. Sundaresan. Regarding the trend in global rice prices, he anticipates a gradual rise of another 5 to 10% this year due to natural disasters and growing populations. It will not be a big jump due to the good production methods and greater stockpiles of Indian rice, he said. Thailand is a major competitor for India's non-basmati rice, but India is confident of its competitive price. India's main markets for non-basmati rice are Africa, Indonesia, Malaysia, Bangladesh, and Nepal, the same markets for Thai white rice. The AIREA is also lobbying Indonesia and Malaysia to buy more Indian rice. Mr. Sundaresan said his country sells basmati rice to Iran, but has had problems receiving payment, so shipments to that market may slow down. Arrangements could be made to trade Indian rice for Iranian oil, he said. Suniyom Taprap, a senior researcher in the Agriculture Ministry's Rice Department, said the cultivation areas of Thailand's main crop paddy this year is 61.95 million rye, up by 0.28%. The average yield is 329 kilograms per rye, down by 0.09% from last year. This means the main crop will come in at 20 million tons, down from 23 million tons last year. However, the lower yield will be offset by the second crop on 16.69 million rye, up by 3.66%, bringing the total to 11.11 million tons of paddy, up by 49.5%. Mr. Sundaresan was in Thailand to organize the International Sugar, Rice, Maize, and Agriculture Expo Asia 2012 to be held at Impact Muang Thong Thani from August 29th to 31st.